Back inside Madison High School, taking Terhune. Michael Deeker here on the area game of the week. 25-8 is the lead for the Opie Lady Eagles over the Madison Lady Bulldogs. A massive 17-2 run in that second quarter made a huge difference here, as it was pretty tight through the early goings of the first quarter. Both teams struggling to score, and then Opie just kind of seemed to pop open a window and then turned it into a door, and now kind of making it a bit of a cavern.
But as I mentioned earlier in the ball game, these two teams are exact opposites of each other's throughout this season. Opie starts fast, kind of fades away. Madison starts slow and really comes on strong. They trailed by 19 against Lebo at the half and got within four before losing by eight on Tuesday.
All five starters back out for both teams. Katie Robert, nice bounce pass left side. McKenna Broyles can't hit the bunny. Rebound goes to Jalen Weekly. So the five on the floor, it's Yolin Luthi, Ava Foltz, Kaylin Luthi, Jalen Weekly, and Sarah Miser for Madison, as Weekly hangs a layup off the left side short. For Opie, it is Ava Clark, Katie Robert, McKenna Broyles, Millie Bailey, and Lily Skalski, who cuts through the defense and misses a point-blank five-footer from the right block, but she will be fouled. Or actually, they're going to call the foul on Skalski. So that will be her second. Lead pass down the stretch to Yolin Luthi, and she doesn't drive and gets a foot stomp from Coach Bill Neinstead. He was not pleased. As now Ava Foltz will go to the line for two shots. She's fouled. Looks like that's Millie Bailey. That's her fourth. And Bailey looks shot. Now, normally,
there was plenty of contact there. Obviously, Foltz did an excellent job driving in to generate that contact.
And if you remember, Foltz actually picked up one of her fouls in the exact same way. As Foltz puts up the front end of two, it's no good. Grace Coughlin checking back into the Opie lineup. Out comes Millie Bailey. She will not likely be seen until the fourth quarter. 7:14 remaining in the third, 25-8. Again, the lead for Opie. As Foltz at the line for two, missed on the first and doesn't get the second. The rebound fought for, one momentarily by Yolin Luthi, and she turns it over. Nobody back. Wide open basket for Ava Clark. Misses it, but luckily Lily Skalski there to get the rebound, and the rout continues. 27-8 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Madison really needs to start get things going. Kaylin Luthi going to drive baseline. Goes left corner. Sarah Miser, three on the way, and it's long. Rebound goes to Lily Skalski. The ladies in green making their way up the court. Katie Robert. Foul line to Grace Coughlin. Coughlin fires it up. It's short there. Rebound goes to Jalen Weekly. Now to Yolin Luthi. Might have been able to hear Coach Bill Nine said yelling power. I know that's the offense he wants, but I think that's also what he wants to see out of his team here. Been a little passive in some ways. Kaylin Luthi at the top of the key feeds it to Ava Foltz, who narrowly saves it from going out of bounds. Now to Yolin Luthi, to Kaylin Luthi, up top to Sarah Miser, back to Luthi at the top. Bounce pass goes to Foltz, right side of the floor, under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. 27-8 still the lead for Opie. Kaylin Luthi backs up near half court. She's being pressured by Lily Skalski. She'll go right side to Jalen Weekly. Weekly goes to Foltz in the right corner. Now to Kaylin Luthi, circling back to the top. Starts to drive in, has to back out. Right side, right elbow jumper way over the top by Ava Foltz, but it's saved by Yolin Luthi, kicked out near half court to Kaylin. 5:20 remaining in the third quarter. Yolin at the foul line now, going to try her luck, and gets cut off. Back to Kaylin. Left block, has it poked free by Katie Robert. They tie up for it. Possession arrow will stay with the Lady Bulldogs.
It's good to see Katie Robert out there.
Yes, that was scary.
That left eye is, ooh, it looks to be completely swollen shut, so out there with,
oh man, I have
really
some,
fighting through it.
I have some boxers who haven't seen swelling like that. Long three-pointer by Sarah Miser is no good. Now Kaylin Luthy fires a 19-foot jumper from the right side. Yolen Luthy grabs the board. A little bit more tenacity shown out of the Lady Bulldogs here in the early goings of the second half.
But they've not been able to parlay that into any additional points.
4:45 remaining in the third quarter. Olpe back on the attack off the rebound. Skalski, foul line to Broyles, has her shot rejected and taken away by Jalen Weekly. Now Kaylin Luthy with it into the front court. Right side to Yolin. Up top to Fultz. To Kaylin Luthy, left side. Inside the lane, fires the five-footer, hits the back iron. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Lily Skalski of Olpe. It'll stay with Madison. And thus far, Madison, more opportunities to shoot the ball here. But as you mentioned, Mike, they have not been able to parlay that into points as they're still scoreless in the second half with 4:15 remaining in the third.
Yeah, 0 for 6.
Right side, Jalen Weekly gets fouled on the floor.
Yeah, 0 for 6 from the field here in the second half. You know, at one point, Tegan, this was a 6-6 ball game, 1 minute left to go in the first quarter, and 2 points through 13 minutes of play as really been an eye-opener against this Madison team.
Kaylin Luthy to Jalen Weekly, banks it off the glass and in from 4 feet. It's good. And just like that, Madison able to strike.
One possession at a time. You cannot get the 17-point deficit back all in one swing.
A push-off by Katie Robert leads to no foul call and some cries of outrage from the Madison faithful, but it won't matter as Olpe turns it over on the opposite end. McKenna Broyles jumping in front of a pass and takes it away for Olpe. Now Kaylin Luthy gets a little bit of a shove from Lily Skalski.
That was a good job there by McKenna Broyles on defense. Didn't really like her shot selection on the opposite end, kind of forcing things, but did a good job to get the ball back for Olpe.
Ava Clark at the foul line to Lily Skalski, left block, floater, no good, but a great open look as we will get a foul on the Madison or on the Olpe end against Madison. And that's Jalen Weekly, her fourth. So now Jalen Weekly of Madison joins Millie Bailey of Olpe with four fouls each. And we still have 3:21 left to go here in the third quarter as Grace Coughlin manages to avoid an over and back as Kaylin Luthy took a header right into the ground trying to steal the ball. Oof. Give the young lady some credit, but goodness.
Being very aggressive with four fouls.
Yeah.
Going to just let it ride. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Kaylin only with one foul on the night thus far, so she has some room to give. Jalen Weekly, left side with it now, with four fouls. As we get a timeout taken by Coach Bill Nienstedt. It'll be a 30-second timeout, but a moment to catch our breath. We'll be back right after this word from our sponsors. 27-10, the lead for Olpe. 3:03 remaining in the third quarter.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by McIlvain Law Office, serving the area for over 38 years. If you need legal assistance in regards to estate planning, business planning, probate, contracts, farm or government-related issues, Karen is here for you with offices in Madison and Eureka. By Harrison Body Shop Madison, for restoration, insurance claims, painting and glass installation. Free estimates, Harrison Body Shop. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
3:03, and I'm not talking about the band, remaining in this third quarter. I confused Michael. You never heard of 3:03? Wow, we're learning a lot about each other tonight.
Wow. Hey, okay. Siri.
3 minutes now, and Coach Ron Slaymaker out on the court. He was just pointing out there was a slick spot there. Just asking the officials if they can clean it up. I thought Slay was getting fired up for a second.
I don't know.
I was about to duck and cover. I've never seen Coach Slay come out on the court.
He was pretty fired up, so I don't know.
I think he was just trying to get their attention.
Just doing some dancing skills with 3:03.
It's my joke. Don't do that.
I don't even know what they play. The country band?
No. Furthest thing from it.
Tegan, this is Country 101.7 FM.
Yeah, well, you know, let's be real. Some country artists don't exactly know what country is.
Well, I think everyone knows, especially if you're on TikTok, Lainey Wilson.
That's true. Okay, fair enough. No, but 303, they were the...
Maybe it was Blood. I don't know. Was it Blood that's out there?
Is it?
Spot here, spot there. Huh. And we're back to live action.
All right.
Friday the 13th.
What
continues.
A broadcast we've had. We've talked about podcasts. We've talked about electronic music bands from Colorado. What else are we going to talk about? We still got a whole other game to go. 3 minutes remaining in this third quarter. Yolen Luthi fires up a shot. It bricks off the side. Rebound is taken away by Kinsey Curzon. Correction, Grace Coughlin. My apologies. And ball will go out of bounds on the opposite end. Last touch by Jalen Weekly, who's still being plenty aggressive despite her four fouls on the night. We're going to get a substitution now for Madison. It'll be Sadie Albert. Albert, the 5'8 freshman, seeing action for the second time tonight as Jalen Weekly will finally come out. Probably a smart call there by Coach Neinstedt. I know he's losing one of his best shooters, but at the same time,
but given an opportunity to go offense-defense rotation, he's definitely going to utilize that.
McKenna Broyles will take a step before her dribble and turn it over to Madison with 2:39 remaining. And now Jalen Weekly checking back into the lineup.
Yep.
Out comes Sadie Albert and Michael Deeker, the crystal ball working. 2:35 remaining in the third quarter. Meiser brings it up across half court for Madison. Neither team really establishing dominance here in this third quarter. As Yolen Luthi has it top of the key, right side to Meiser. She'll pick up her dribble, give it back to Luthi, left side. Now inside the lane at the foul line, up top, goes to Ashlock, who bricks off the front of the iron with a three-pointer. And the rebound will be won by Grace Coughlin with 2:09 remaining in the third.
0 for 13 now from three-point land for Madison.
Lily Skowski gets it to Kinsey Curzon on the left side. Back up top to Ava Clark now. Back to Coughlin being guarded by Yolen Luthi very closely. And it looks like Luthi's about to pick up her fourth foul with 1:46 remaining in the third. Yep. Or no. They signal 23. That's Candace Ashlock.
Big break there.
Yeah, that's her third.
For Madison, because I could have swore that was going to be against Yolen.
I did too. I think Yolen thought it was going to be against Yolen. Nonetheless, Grace Coughlin goes to the line to shoot two. Puts up the first. It's a raindrop, and it falls through. Nothing but net. Nothing but net. 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 Hard T. Hard T. Out of the Madison lineup comes Ava Fultz. Back
in. Your second boxing reference tonight.
A hard T? That's just grammar. Miss. Oh. Got it. Sorry.
Dial-up connection.
Don't talk about Mike Tyson like that. Madison back on the attack, and they'll turn it over as Candace Ashlock misplayed a pass. Goes into the Madison cheering section and won't be another chance to try and put some more points on the board. Thus far, they've only put three up in this second half. But they may have done the early work enough. McKenna Broyles gets called for the double dribble. I feel like that could have been a double dribble or a walk.
Well, there was a whistle, and Jalen Weekly's the defender there. It's like, ooh, that could have been the fifth
foul. She got scared. Neither coach seems too pleased right now. Both their teams struggling a bit offensively. We get a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Ron Slaymaker. We'll take a break right here with them. 1:21 remaining in the third quarter. 18-point lead, 28-10, Olpe over Madison. Can the Lady Bulldogs start to battle back into this one? We'll find out right after this.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Olpe area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpe, across the street from the Chicken House. MT Networks, for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider, offering up to 1 gig speeds. Contact MT Networks. and Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
A minute 21 remaining in the third quarter. 28-10 is the lead for the Lady Eagles of Opie over the Madison Lady Bulldogs in what has really been a slow third quarter on both sides of the ball after Opie really opened it up offensively in the later half of the first half. Since then, both teams just struggling to find the basket. Right side with it, Candace Ashlock might have got away with an extra step. Gives it to Yolen Luthi at the foul line, and she'll be smacked on the wrist by Kenzie Curzon. Curzon, that will be, if I can find it, just her first, team's fourth. Kaylin Luthi thought about a three in the right corner, won't take it, gives it to Ashlock at the foul line, sinks the jumper with 54 seconds left to go in the third. That's Ashlock's first points of the ball game. 28-12. Now the lead for the Lady Eagles, and Ashlock's going to pick up her fourth foul. Gave a little bump behind Lily Skowski. Into the lineup for Madison will come Sadie Albert. No, actually, they're not going to take Ashlock out. They're going to leave her in. They're going to bring out Jalen Weekly. Again, Coach Nine said, wanting to protect one of his star players from any foul trouble on the defensive end. Kenzie Curzon gets the inbound near half court. Goes left side to Ava Clark, and Sarah Miser coming in trying to disrupt the flow a little bit, a little aggressively for somebody with three fouls. Now Kaylin Luthi. Ooh, Lily Skowski. Played that pass a little close to half court. Almost got an over the back. Over and back, I should say. Conflin now to Clark. Back up top to Broyles. 7 seconds to go in the third. Trying to get around Albert. Fires up a last second heave. It's no good. The putback by Kinsey Curzon falls through, but not before the buzzer. At the end of three, it's 28-12. We'll be leading Madison. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have the fourth and final quarter of action. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Madison alumni, proud supporters of all Madison student athletes, go Bulldogs, and the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie. Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Rayburn Heating and Cooling of Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. Seamers Construction, excavation, footings, water and sewer line installation and repair. They do it all with three decades of experience. Seamers Construction, a proud supporter of all area sports and athletes. And Cheever Well Service of Madison for rod and tubing service and clean out fully insured.
8 minutes remain in at least regulation of this game between the Opie Lady Eagles and the Madison Lady Bulldogs. And I'm sure Coach Bill Nienstead hoping for a huge fourth quarter here as his team trails it by 16, 28-12. As Katie Robert gets the inbound to start this fourth quarter for Opie. Gets it left side to Lily Skowski. She drives in. Layup left side is good. Lead back to 18 now. Skowski now has 9 on the night. The freshman. It's 30-12.
They were imploring a half-court trap there, but Opie was just able to outrun the defense and have a good look there by Skowski.
Miser to Luthi at the foul line. Gets cut off on her approach to the basket. Now up top to Jalen Weekly with 4 fouls in the night. Back up top to Kaylin Luthi. She goes left side to Ava Fultz. Fultz being guarded by Ava Clark now down low. Yolen Luthi tries to finish off the glass. Can't get it, but she gets fouled, and that's going to go against Katie Robert. That'll be her fourth. 5th. So Katie Robert. Or no, correction. They're going to say that it's Ava Clark.
No.
Nope, they do say it's Katie Robert. They're just messing with me now. That's actually Robert's third. My apologies. As Luthi puts up the first of two, a line drive, and a basket. That is Yolin's first point of the ball game. Luffy sets for the next. Puts it up and falls through. Lead back to 16 now, 30-14. Lily Skowski wasting no time. Bounce pass in the lane to Grace Coughlin. She mishandles the pass, overshoots the rim, and rebound is taken away by Yole Luthi. Luthi again being very aggressive down low defensively despite three fouls. She gets it now on the opposite end. Nice European pro step in the lane. Rebound goes to Sadie Albert, who gets knocked down on her shot. No foul call. Ball taken away by Olpe. Now into the hands of Ava Clark, circling around to the top, being guarded by Ava Fultz. Katie Robert drives inside the lane, and she'll be fouled. See who they give this one to. That is Yolin Luthi. That's four. Jalen Weekly also with four fouls, getting set to check in as Katie Robert goes to the line for two. Robert's been pretty solid from the foul line. She overall is 4 of 6. Puts up the first. That's no good. Hits the front iron. I'm not taking broadcaster's jinx on that one because it's just stats I was given. Sadie Albert and Sarah Meiser take a seat for Madison. Five on the floor now for Lady Bulldogs. It is Ashlock, Weekly, Luthi, and Fultz as Katie Robert gets the second to fall. 31-14, now 17-point lead. As Yolin Luthi gets cut off on the baseline and looked like she could have taken the shot but didn't. Fultz now has it, top of the key to Jalen Weekly, thinking about a three but it's not going to pop it. She'll go to Ashlock, left side, layup just a little too strong. The rebound is fought for by both Weekly and Luthi. Gutsy move there by the two upperclassmen as both with four fouls. They end up winning it for Madison. Coach Neinstedt's got to be impressed by that a little bit. 6:07 remaining in the ball game. Left side, Kaylin Luthi off the glass. Jumper good from the left block. Cuts the lead to 15. Kaylin Luthi now alone in double digits tonight. She has 11. Katie Robert in the lane for Olpe. 5-foot jumper hits front iron. Rebound goes to Millie Bailey. Bailey and Weekly collide. No foul called either way. Katie Robert now being harassed by Kaylin Luthi, and they're going to call Kaylin Luthi for the foul, and probably a few seconds short on that one as she was all over Robert.
Yeah, Coach Slate was begging for it.
Yeah, that's Kaylin's first. Team's fifth. Inbounds into the backcourt goes to Katie Robert, again being held by Kaylin Luthi, and Robert pushed off with the elbow. That's the second time she's gotten away with that move tonight.
Over there on the far sideline,
yep.
Right in front of the Madison faithful, and they wanted one.
And now Kaylin Luthi is going to pick up her second foul, and Madison faithful not happy with that after the push-off by Robert. We're going to get a timeout taken on the court. Be by Coach Bill Nine said it's a full timeout. We're taking one with him. 5:27 remaining in the final quarter of action. It's 31-16, a 15-point lead. Olpe over Madison. See how things turn out right after this. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by McIlvain Law Office, serving the area for over 38 years. If you need legal assistance in regards to estate planning, business planning, probate, contracts, farm or government-related issues, Karen is here for you with offices in Madison and Eureka. By Harrison Body Shop Madison, for restoration, insurance claims, painting and glass installation. Free estimates, Harrison Body Shop. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Olpe area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpe, across the street from the Chicken House. MT Networks, for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider, offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Back to action here in Madison. Millie Bailey misses on a right wing three-pointer. The rebound goes to Madison in the hands of Kaylin Luthy. 5:04 remaining in the ballgame. Luthy over the top of Grace Coughlin. Gets a shot to fall. What a shot by Kaylin Luthy, who's been the workhorse for her team tonight, now with 13 points. Lily Skalski, foul line to McKenna Broyles. Now to Katie Robert. Robert, right block, gets banged around on her approach, but they're going to call it travel. And maybe in some people's eyes might be a makeup call for the push-offs that Robert's kind of gotten away with tonight.
Possibly so, but with a 13-point lead, you can't be forcing things like that.
No. 31-18. The lead has been as high as 18 tonight. It's Madison looking to try and battle back into this one with 4:37 remaining. They've got to start attacking. Candace Ashlock to Kaylin Luthy at the foul line. Back to Ashlock, right side. She'll fire a three. No good. Rebound put back by Jalen Weekly is, though. And now the lead to 11. Katie Robert with speed down the other way. Millie Bailey, foul line. Jump stop goes right side to Katie Robert with 4:05 remaining. Left side to Lily Skalski. Skalski goes around the defense, gets cut off by Yolen Luthy, and that will be foul number 5 for Yolen. That's the fifth. That is the fifth foul for Yolen Luthy, so she's out of this ballgame.
As oh, my goodness.
Skalski misses on the first of two.
What are we doing here, folks? No shot. Should not. Skalski misses it as a buzzer horn. She's shooting the ball. So
they're not going to count that. As Luthy sits down, Miser in.
Quiet night for Luthy. Just a kind of a
two points for Yolen Luthy. As the officials are having a conversation.
If you're Coach Slay, if they're going to count that as a first shot, you better come unglued.
They are not going to count it, as the buzzer did go off on the shot. Oh, wait a minute. Are they?
Oh, boy. Oh, my.
Oh, they did count it.
I'm right there with you.
I'm not a fan of that call. Shot is up. It's good, though. Skalski puts the lead back to 12. Speaking of being the workhorse, Lily Skalski being a workhorse for her team, too. Now with 10 points and a foul on the opposite end. 3:51 remaining. The foul is going to go against Grace Coughlin of Olpe. That'll be just her first, team sixth. But now Olpe is in the bonus, and Olpe is in the bonus as Madison has 7 fouls. Olpe,
It was a foul on Grace Coughlin. So that was their sixth team foul.
Yes.
Madison with the ball.
Yes.
I thought you were saying that it was foul shots coming.
No. I was just pointing out during the stoppage in play where we're standing foul-wise. Well, we'll get a full timeout taken by Madison. We'll take a 30-second break, get ourselves together here on the Area Game of the Week. 32-20 is the lead for Olpe over Madison, 3:51 remaining.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Madison alumni, proud supporters of all Madison student athletes, go Bulldogs, and the Olpe Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shankey at the Olpe Meat Locker in downtown Olpe.
32-20 is the lead for Olpe with 3:51 remaining in the ball game, and what has been a physical affair. Already one starter for Madison fouling out, one dangerously close. Same thing over on the other side for Olpe. As Millie Bailey, I should say, still out there in for the ladies in green with her 4 fouls, but in her credit, she's had 4 fouls through the entirety of the second half. Kaylin Luthy lobs it up top to Jalen Weekly. Now to Ava Foltz, right elbow. Goes to Candace Ashlock for three. It's off the mark. Rebound to Katie Robert. Robert playing essentially with one eye as she gets contact. No, they're going to say Robert traveled again. Second time Robert's had contact, and she gets called for the travel.
She had a little hitch in her step before the contact of the official.
Still giving her a lot of credit. She's essentially playing with one eye as she got poked in the eye towards the end of the first half, and it's almost swollen shut as Kaylin Luthy tries an up-and-under layup. Now Jalen Weekly with it, banks it off the glass and in for two, the lead now to 10.
And the Madison folks are back into this contest.
Jalen Weekly has nine. Grace Coughlin trying to go around Ava Foltz. Ball gets poked away. Katie Roberts saves it for Opie. It comes free, and we get a tie-up on the floor. It's Madison ball. 3:04 remaining. The lead was as high as 18. It's now down to 10, and Madison needs to be intentional with every single possession here if they want a chance to get back into this one. Coming out of the lineup for Opie is Grace Coughlin. Back in goes Ava Clark. Folks, if you had other plans tonight, stick around. This might be a fun one. Kaylin Luthy into the front court for Madison. Drives, left side, Weekly goes up, fires it in, knocks it down. Jalen Weekly cuts the lead to single digits. It's 8, 32-24. We might have a ball game. 2:45, Katie Robert loses the handle on it on the Opie end. It's going Madison's way.
This a team that...
Wow.
Coach Slay's going to take a timeout because he is frustrated with this team. He's just like, you have got a lead. You got to learn how to play with a lead.
Full timeout taken. We're keeping it right here.
Yeah, this is the first time it's been a within single digits since early in the second quarter. A great job, as we mentioned throughout this call. Both teams. Opie starts strong, fades away.
Yeah.
Madison starts slow, a little bit slower tonight than they normally do. But they are coming on strong here. And, of course, it doesn't get any easier with Luthy on the bench. But they've done a good job of getting other players in there. Luthy tonight, or Kaylin Luthy has done an excellent job.
Yes, she has.
Generating some offense for Madison, but Jalen Weekly has started to catch fire, and it'll be interesting here in the final 2:45 to go.
Well, to put things in perspective, Opie only had, if I can read my own handwriting, Opie only had 3 points at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, they scored 3 points in the third.
Yep, 28-12 was the lead. Now Madison, a 12-point scoring streak here. They're starting to make up ground, but is it too little too late? 2:45 remaining. They've got to be very aggressive here, and they don't really have the wiggle room to be overly aggressive. Most of their shooters with major fouls is Candace Ashlock fires a desperation shot. Jalen Weekly, putback is good! Jalen Weekly is leading the attack back for Madison. The lead's now to 6, 32-26.
She has to continue to be smart. Oh,
oh man, they're going to call Weekly for the foul on Katie Robert.
But you can't have her guarding the ball, though. You got to get her down low, get her away from the ball.
Jalen Weekly fouls out. She joins Yolen Luthy on the bench.
It's a tough break.
Yeah. Now Coach Neinstedt's going to have to look to his bench. Somebody's going to have to step up. Coach Neinstedt having a conversation with the official, and the official, well, we've already seen one bench warning tonight.
Well, I think Katie Robert frustrated because when Yolen Luthy fouled out, there was plenty of confusion amongst the officials.
Okay. One-and-one opportunity here for Katie Robert is, again, Opie is in the bonus.
I think we're good. Can we shoot? Let's go. Here we go.
Robert puts up the front end. It falls in. The lead now back to 7. And at this point, we saw the other night how significant free throws can be. Puts up the second as Robert. That hits front iron. No good. Rebound ripped down by Sarah Miser. Miser goes to Kaylin Luthy with 2:14 remaining in the ballgame. Right side. Ashlock thought about the three. She'll give it to Kaylin Luthy. Three on the way. It's good! First made three in the ballgame for Madison.
0 for 15 from beyond before that made bucket. Kaylin Luthy putting the team on her back. The freshman.
Oh.
Nearly a one-possession ball game.
One nearly
of course,
there.
They trailed by as many as 19 earlier in this contest and now have got it within 4. The same thing happened on Tuesday. They were unable to finish the comeback, but they have the entirety of the momentum here tonight.
33-29 is the lead for Olpe. As Michael mentioned, it was at one point as high as 19, and it looked like Olpe might just coast away with this one. Madison saying absolutely not. It took them some time, but boy, oh boy, had they battled back into this one.
That was 28-12 when we started this fourth quarter, and just an excellent run, 17-5 run here by the Lady Bulldogs, well, making things interesting.
Again, putting into perspective, only 6 points scored in the first quarter for Madison, 2 points in the second quarter, 4 points in the third quarter, and now they are just rattling off shots like it's their day job.
And if they can mount this comeback with Weekly and Yolen Luthy on the bench, that will be just a huge dagger to the hearts of Eagle fans.
15 points alone in this fourth quarter for Madison. Well, it's going to be a late one, but I don't think anyone minds. 2:03 remaining in the ballgame. Katie Robert gets the inbound, being pursued tightly by Sarah Miser. Gets it into the front court to McKenna Broyles. Back to Robert on the left side of the floor. Spin move. Almost has it poked away by Kaylin Luthy. And then Sarah Miser is going to bang Ava Clark to the floor. That's Miser's fourth. Going to the foul line for a 1-1 is Clark. Oh, that was not smart by Sarah Miser. She just got too close for comfort. The last thing you need is another starter on the bench.
Opie, 14 out of 26 from the foul line. They have done an excellent job of getting to the charity stripe tonight. They're going to have to convert these foul shots down the stretch.
Clark puts up the first. It's good. The lead now to 5.
On the opposite end, Madison, 9 free throw attempts in the ballgame. So Opie's gotten there 3 times.
Yeah.
The amount.
Clark puts up the second. That one's long. Rebound pulled down by Candace Ashlock. 1:45 remains in the ballgame. Kaylin Luthy starts her drive. Kicks it left side to Ava Foltz. Up top to Miser. Back to Kaylin. Fires the shot. It won't fall. And she gets called for the travel. Much to the joy of the Olpe faithful sitting behind us. The Friends of the Feather are here in droves. It really is standing room only in here. It's crazy.
It really is.
Katie Robert gets it in the backcourt. Being pursued by Kaylin Luthy. And they're going to call a block on Sarah Miser when Katie Robert kind of initiated the contact, and Sarah Miser is out. 3 starters on the bench for Coach Bill Nienstedt, and we are into the double bonus for Olpe. 2 shots coming for Katie Robert. Into the lineup for Madison comes Rachel Trower. And taking nothing away from Olpe, I will say, Katie Robert has had some favorable calls here tonight. She's had a few push-offs, but that's the aggressive style. Sometimes the referees really favor that. As Robert sinks the first of 2, lead now to 6. Kenzie Curzon takes a seat. So does Millie Bailey for Olpe. Chance to put the lead at 7 for Robert. Puts up the second. It's good. Her first successful trip to the line since the second quarter. The lead now 7, 36-29 Olpe. A minute and a half remaining as Ava Clark jumps a pass, knocks it out of bounds. And she'll get some thunderous claps on the back from her teammates as she disrupts the momentum here for Madison momentarily. Ava Foltz goes to Kaylin Luthy near half court. Luthy trying to find her way into the lane, gets cut off by Clark, and will overthrow a pass for Candace Ashlock out of bounds. And back into the Olpe lineup comes Millie Bailey. Bailey will replace Grace Coughlin, with a minute 17 remaining. Bailey to do the inbound from the left side of the basket baseline. Can't find an open teammate. She lobs a Hail Mary to Katie Robert. She's there to receive it. Robert down the stretch, goes around, bowls over Candace Ashlock, and Ashlock will get called for the block.
Just might be the dagger.
That is Ashlock's fifth. So now Candace Ashlock on the bench. And in comes Rachel Trower. Brooke Gaines. Gaines, the 5'4 junior, and, well, 9-point differential now. As Robert managed to make the basket, now chance at a 3-point play, she gets it. Lead back to 10, 39-29, a minute 13 remaining. Grace Coughlin coming into the Olpe lineup. A little confusion here. Referees trying to get them. She's going to come in for McKenna Broyles.
I think Bill's going to try and get one tonight before it's all said and done with.
Oh, yeah. Ava Foltz goes right side to Gaines. Gaines trying to find Foltz at the top of the key. It's knocked out of bounds by Clark. 1:02 remaining in the ball game, 39-29, a 10-point lead for Olpe. It's been as high as 19 as Foltz fires a three. It's too strong. Grace Coughlin gets the rebound. We get a foul call. See who it's on. I think they're going to call it on Coughlin. They will. That will be Coughlin's second. Team seventh, and at the line, shooting the 1-1 is Sadie Albert. Albert taking her time. Puts it up. No good. Rebound won by Coughlin to Millie Bailey. Under a minute to go. Katie Robert has it in the backcourt. Going around. Rachel Trower now goes left side to Ava Clark. 45 seconds remaining. Ball gets dribbled off the foot by Ava Clark. Are they talking about a foul?
I think kickball.
Okay. I saw a hand go up, boy. And I'm thinking that there's no way.
Bill would have got his technical I referenced earlier if that would have
been. Bill would have probably been gone. 44 seconds remaining in the ball game. Olpe likely to advance to 8-3 on the season. Madison looking like they're going to fall to 8-2. As we get a tie-up for the ball, it's possession arrow staying with Olpe. Inbound in the backcourt to Katie Robert, 38 seconds remaining. Robert, some fancy moves, getting around the defense, hands off to Lily Skowski, now right side to Ava Clark. Clark gets tripped up on her approach to the basket by Ava Foltz. And that's going to be Foltz's third.
So just like on Tuesday night, they got within Madison got within 4 points, but just unable to complete that comeback. So another coaching moment for Bill Nystad tonight, saying we cannot get off to these slow starts.
Clark.
If we're going to become a good team to a great team.
Clark misses on the front end of two. Out comes Grace Coughlin. McKenna Broyles back into the Olpe lineup. 29.3 seconds remaining. It's a 10-point lead. Olpe 39, Madison 29. As Clark sinks the second, lead now to 11, 40-29, 25 seconds remaining, maybe a chance for the last word here for Madison. Ava Foltz fires a three, it's good. That's Fultz's first points of the game. As we'll get a foul by Kaylin Luthy at half court on Lily Skowski. 10.9 remaining. That will be Kaylin's third. Team's 12th, I believe. As Skowski at the line for two. And regardless, with 10.9 remaining, you got to think it's pretty much all but over. And Skowski puts up the first one. It's an air ball.
Tegan, I've been doing ball games for 7-8 years now, and I've never had to create another row after 30 for free throws. This is the 35th attempt for Opie in this ball game.
I know. I feel during some of the boys' games. Skowski will get the second. Lead to 9. 6.5 remaining as ball knocked out of play by Lily Skowski with 3.8 seconds on the clock. And give Madison credit. A valiant effort just comes up short. Trail by as many as 19 as Ava Fultz fires a three. It's no good, and that will do it. Final score, Opie 41. Madison 32. A dominating first quarter gives Opie a lead they never gave up. Madison tried to battle back into it, but just couldn't hit the shots they needed. And they will fall to 8-2 on the season while Opie improves to 8-3. Take a quick break, come back, get into the Rich Door Company postgame show, get set for boys' half of the action here tonight on the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM.